You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with the midday market report. Here's how the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. July futures for the corn are at 7.02.5 on their high over the trading period with a low of 6.92. And their last trade was up 7.25 at $6.99. The September futures there at 5.41.75, up 8.5 cents. And December contract in the corn pit at 5.08.5, 8 cents higher as well. The March contract up 7.75 at $5.20. In Chicago, the wheat futures were up 13.75 in the July. That's the harvest month at 6.73.75 on their last trade. 6.78.25, up 15.25 for the September. And December at 6.89.75, up 15 cents. Now the soy complex, a soybean futures July contract, 16.21.5, up 12.25. August futures at 14.67.5, up 12 cents. And September beans at 13.12.75, up 12.5. November contract on a 10-minute delay now, 12.63.25, up 11 cents. January futures at 12.68.5, up 11. For the day, bean meal futures are up $10.70 in the July. And bean oil at 47.17 are 16 cents higher. Live cattle futures trading in August at 121.87.5, now down 20 cents. And the feeders are down $1.02.5 at 150.57.5. On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at the futures markets is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne. Well, we'll get to Wayne in just a moment. Not sure why I don't quite have the feedback on him, but
hello.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Wayne. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing good, Todd.
Oh, you know, sometimes we just don't quite make a connection, but we're there. So let's talk about this marketplace overnight. Yesterday, we had a pretty good day in the trade if you were looking for things to go higher, and it happened again today. Why is that the case?
Well, there's about three reasons, Todd. Number one, we saw a little blip in the weather forecast, possibly with a little warmer and drier weather over the next 15 days. I think the weather forecast sticking out there where some of the pollination might be, number one, put a little goose in some of the guys' ideas. Number two, Friday's the last trading day for July contracts. And, you know, as we look at the board, why we're quite a bit over. We're Decatur's being $1.75 over for old crop beans over the August. You know, and the corn is $1.60 over and like that. So we're looking at the real tightness of that July contract going off the board.
And then, well, go on.
And then also along the way, the commitment of traders showed that the speculative trader was quite short these markets. So we were primed for a little bit of a comeback here.
Well, we have a comeback. Do you think it will be long-lived?
You know, if the weather doesn't materialize in weather forecast that we're watching here, a little kinder in generally this morning than they were yesterday at this point in time. You know, we're going to look and see what sort of numbers we do get on Thursday with the WASDE report. But if the weather forecast doesn't get nasty on us and that hot and dry through pollination, why, we probably won't see a real big bounce here.
Does the trade have much expectation for the WASDE figures to change?
Well, I think that, you know, we are looking at the idea that we can see the carryout go down a little bit in the corn, maybe a little bit in the beans along the way. That way, it's going to be hard to see a big adjustment because the numbers are already low.
As you talk to producers about the new crop, is there a place that you're thinking with them for both corn and soybeans that they might consider pricing out another portion of that crop if things continue to look pretty good through the growing season?
I think that if we look at the December corn, the 5.30 range, 5.25 to 5.35 is the next area that we wanted to are shooting for there. They give them at least about some $5 cash corn, and we are looking at doing that. There are some of the guys that did target the 12.75, which it did reach this morning for a short period of time. We're seeing, but more the 13, closer to the 12.75 to 13.10 is where we're going to put our next increment of beans on.
What are the things in the outside market that you're watching at this point? The price of crude oil has jumped substantially.
Yeah, that one is a little bit of a surprise, and as we look at it, there's a lot of people trying to use that as the idea that corn could be worth a little more. If crude's over $100, when we were up here like this before, why we had we could pay a lot more for corn for ethanol. Now, is that going to be the case or not? That's one thing that is sort of bothering us. Of course, we know that a lot of that is the unrest in Egypt and worried about the Suez Canal.
Let's come back to soybeans for just a second and look to the export market. Is that now turning to South America?
Well, I think we've turned to South America for quite a long time. I mean, they've been shipping out a lot of beans down there, and basically if they hadn't been, the world would have been in trouble because we just didn't have the beans to ship. But, you know, we are slacking back here. Our exports to yesterday weren't that good, but you know, all in all, and we're also talking about some Argentine meal that could be moving into the U.S. as purchase was made yesterday. And the way that the meal shot up yesterday, that actually the people who bought it could actually make money on it at the price they bought it from Argentina.
Anything on the livestock market that we should talk about for the day?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing that basically in the livestock market is a lot of the end users are getting nervous here, basically watching this December corn and watching the weather very closely and feeling if we have a solid close up that they might want to be covering some feed needs.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms through the day today. Partly sunny and a high of 89 degrees on a southwest wind at about 9 miles an hour tonight. Showers and thunderstorms, they're likely mainly after 1 a.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, so be careful out there. Mostly cloudy. And a low of 74 degrees this evening on a south-southwest wind at about 9 miles an hour. The chance of rainfall tonight set at 70%. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rainfall, mostly cloudy. A high of 87 degrees on a southwest wind again at 7 to 13 miles an hour. And then tomorrow evening, partly cloudy. And a low of 63 with a north wind at 7 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, during the day, sunny skies and 82. It should be a beautiful day. Northeast wind at 6 to 9. Clear and 59 degrees on Thursday night. Sunny and 81 on Friday and Friday evening. Mostly clear and a low of 62. As we make our way into the weekend, we'll see sunny skies on Saturday and a high of 83. Looks like a good start for the weekend. And then mostly clear skies and 64 Saturday evening. Sunny again on Sunday. The high will jump all the way up to 88 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy and a low of 68. And then on Monday, mostly sunny and 89 degrees. Don't forget to tune in all day long for the agricultural programming here on WILL. We post our programming to our website as well. That's at willag.org, WILLAG.org. There you'll find everything from our opening market report to the closing market report, midday, and at the noon hour, Sue Martin joins us. And we post that there even before it gets to our website. Don't forget about Commodity Week as well. Posted at WILLAG.org. Just one of the many ways that you can catch up on the agricultural programming here from AM 580. Here's the way the numbers are trading at this hour in Chicago. Corn futures are now 7.25 higher in the July at $6.99. September at 542 is up 8.75. And December contract 8 cents at 508.5 is once again 8 cents higher. March futures are up 7.75 at 527.5. These, of course, are on a 10-minute delay at this time. Wheat futures at 673.75, up 13.75, and September at 679, up 16 cents. From the soy complex, nearby July beans at $6.20, or up 10.75. The August at 14.67.5, up 12 cents on the afternoon, and September at $13.14, up 13.75. November beans, 12.64.5, up 12.25. The bean meal futures trading at 5.25, or up $13.90 in the July contract, and bean oil at 47.17 is 16 cents higher. Kansas City hard red for the harvest month, by the way, today is 18 cents higher, and that's trading at 7.09.25. Live cattle futures at 121.75 are down 32.5 cents, and the feeders at 150.32.5 are down $1.27.5. You're listening to WILL AM 580 Urbana. It's the top of the hour.